Northside Assembly presents Pastor Randy Carter with today's insight.
If a tiny two-letter word that we hear every day, we hear it and say it so often that we pay no attention to it. But it can be a word filled with limited possibilities or a word filled with terrible regrets. If can bring debilitating shame or can stir faith and excitement. Too many today are stuck in if-only mode, living lives haunted by the regrets of the past. You'll hear them say, if only, over and over again. Their if-only regrets have a stranglehold over them. But this morning, I want to remind you that the Easter message is about God turning our if-only regrets into His what-if possibilities. The cross took care of our regrets, and the empty tomb turns our focus towards the future. This coming Sunday at Northside Assembly, I'm beginning a new series of messages on the word if. I'd love for you to join us this Easter Sunday, 10:15, Northside Assembly, as we explore the power of the what-ifs of Easter.